And now stay tuned for the program that has rated tops in popularity for a longer period of time than any other West Coast program in radio history. The Signal Oil Program, The Whistler. Signal, the famous Go Farther gasoline, invite you to sit back and enjoy another strange story by The Whistler.
I am The Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Yes, I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
And now for the Signal Oil Company, The Whistler's strange story. Element X.
An interesting and sometimes dangerous part of living is the unexpected, the oddity of chance. Circumstances beyond our control. It was chance that brought Grant Forbes out of a downtown building at almost the same time that his friend Lieutenant Driscoll of Homicide was passing by. Yes, Grant, chance brought you two together that day, didn't it? And as the two of you continued along the sidewalk, neither of you had any thought of the sudden violent action that was to burst forth as you rounded a certain street corner. But as you did so...
Hello, Brochu!
What is it?
Get back, Grant. Back against the wall. Come on. Get over here.
All right.
It's a robbery. Looks like one of our patrolmen winged somebody. All right, keep back, folks. Get back! Give the officer a chance. What's it all about, officer?
Huh? Oh, Lieutenant Driscoll. Hold up, sir.
And somebody called you in time?
No, nobody called me. Funny thing, I didn't even realize what was going on. Just happened to wander into Mr. Reynolds' store to get some cigarettes. This guy turns up, starts to run out, and Reynolds yells.
We heard the rest. Good work, officer.
Oh, nothing to it, Lieutenant. It just happened.
You know, funny thing, Grant.
What's that?
I don't know if it happens in your law cases, but the way that holdup artist got caught, I call it Element X.
How do you mean?
Element X, the unexpected, the surprise.
Like the way that cop walked in on it.
Exactly. Or sometimes maybe it's a woman who happens to be looking out the window, talking to a neighbor. She gets a look at a license plate and notices the color of a car. Yeah, I'd rather be on this side of the law.
Oh, I don't know, Lieutenant. Element X can be taken care of, figured out.
Hmm?
These hoods ought to consult a good lawyer first.
Instead of later, huh?
Yeah.
No, Grant, I've seen it too often. You can't beat...
You can put the car in the garage, Nick. Mr. and Mrs. Logan have their own car.
All right, Mr. Kendrick.
Well, come on, folks.
Now, you see, Russ is looking at his watch again. I'm afraid you'll miss an appointment in the morning, darling.
What's the matter? Russ, with all your clock watching, you'd think you weren't a member of the firm.
Jim, I keep telling you, you ought to rig up a time clock for Russ. Let him punch in every morning.
Okay, okay.
You don't mind the kidding, do you, Russ? Not in the least. And you've a reason for glancing at your watch. The seconds are counting again, aren't they? In your life, and more particularly in your partner, Jim Kendrick's. If he only knew what was about to happen, he'd be watching every moment, too. You're all inside the house now, and you have only to wait until you hear Nick, the chauffeur.
Markham, Floyd Markham. I'd like for you to drop out here to Malibu, Mr. Forbes, discuss a certain domestic matter.
You won't be in town the next few days, Mr. Markham.
Look, Forbes, if you'd prefer that I contact another attorney...
Oh, no. I'll be there. Malibu, you say?
That's right. You know the turnoff just past sunset?
Yes, I do.
My place is all by itself, just past that signal oil station on the beachfront. Red cottage, flagstone front. It's called Surfside. You'll be here?
I'll be there.
Tonight, please. 10 sharp.
Tonight, 10 sharp. Check.
You've little choice, have you, Grant? Too few of your clients believe in paying their bills on time. And Floyd Markham sounds like a man with a problem and a man with money. That night, you're right on time and approaching his secluded cottage on the waterfront. When you see someone slipping out of a side door, a woman, you step back in the shadows as she runs past you to a parked car. Then you hurry into the cottage.
Hey, dear.
Mr. Markham.
Hey, dear, please. What have you done? Hey, dear.
Mr. Markham.
Hey, dear.
You know at a glance that the man at your feet is true, don't you, Grant? You stoop down quickly and beside him, rummage through his wallet as he continues to mumble dazedly. His identification tells you for certain that he's Floyd Markham, the man who sent for you. And you're afraid it's too late to find out why. But there is something you must know, isn't there? Yes, because you've certainly walked into something. You lean very close to Markham, call in his ear.
Mr. Markham, who was it? Who is Lydia?
Lydia. Lydia. My wife.
Your wife. Lydia Markham. She shot you. Ran out of here.
Yes. Lydia. Lydia.
Mr. Markham. Mr. Markham. So long, Mr. Markham. You know, I just might show your little Lydia how to get around Element X.
Are you a missing driver? I mean a driver who is missing something? You are if you're not powering your car with Signal, the famous Go Farther gasoline. One thing you're missing is that good mileage, which has made Signal gasoline known throughout 7 western states as the Go Farther gasoline. But equally important, you're missing the clean-cut, efficient performance, which makes Signal's good mileage possible. You see, such good mileage is only possible because Signal gasoline helps your engine run so efficiently, you save gasoline 3 ways. 1, you save gasoline with Signal's quick starting. 2, you save gasoline with Signal's smooth, obedient pickup, free from balking and hesitation. 3, you save gasoline with Signal's lively power that gets you into high gear fast, helps you stay there with a minimum of shifting on hills or in traffic. So you see, there's no need to go on missing either economical mileage or satisfying performance. They're like birds of a feather. They go together. You can enjoy both by filling up with Signal, the famous Go Farther gasoline.
Well, Grant, your visit to the Malibu cottage of Floyd Markham, the way you walked in on his murder, was right along the lines of your friend Lieutenant Driscoll's theories about Element X, the unforeseen. The surprise that so often goes against criminals, murderers. It would go very badly now for Lydia Markham, too, wouldn't it? If you decided to play on the side of the lieutenant. But you haven't decided it that way, have you? No. Instead, you let a week go by. A week of watching the newspapers to see what the police know. A week in which Floyd Markham's funeral takes place, with his wife putting in an appearance as a grief-stricken, confused widow. And then you decide to pay a call on Lydia Markham. You look up the address, a fashionable Los Angeles apartment. You stand calmly at the door, wait until Lydia herself appears in answer to the buzzer.
Yes?
Mrs. Markham?
Yes?
I would like to talk to you on behalf of a client of mine. Oh, my card.
Grant Forbes, counselor at law.
Permit me to explain, Mrs. Markham. My client was a witness to a sort of an accident. A shooting, I mean.
Ralph.
What's the matter, hon? Who's this?
Mr. Forbes.
Grant Forbes, counselor at law.
Ralph, I think we should talk to him.
All right, we'll talk to him. Come in, Mr. Forbes.
Thank you.
I'm Ralph Leonard. You should know, too, that Mrs. Markham has undergone a strain. You see, her husband...
I know about the late, Mr. Markham.
Oh? Well, look, what is this? A bad death pitch or something? I've heard about this sort of thing when a man dies.
I prefer to talk to Mrs. Markham in private, if it's agreeable.
No, it isn't agreeable. Ralph, Mr. Leonard was my husband's closest friend. You can say whatever you have to say to both of us, you understand?
Yes, I do understand. However, under the circumstances, Mrs. Markham...
Get to the point, Forbes.
You're quite certain, Mrs. Markham, that under no matter what the situation might be, you don't mind, Mr. Leonard?
She's quite certain.
I'm asking Mrs. Markham.
Really, Mr. Forbes, this all seems, well, most unusual, to say the least.
It is most unusual, to say the least. Well?
Whatever you have to say, Ralph can hear it too.
All right. Mrs. Markham, Leonard, my client, who must at the moment be nameless, he observed some interesting things on a certain night about 10 days ago. More specifically, it was the night that Mr. Markham...
That's
what you're telling me. The night that Mr. Markham, how did the newspapers phrase it? Oh, yes. Died at the hands of a person or persons unknown.
Your client, counselor, he thinks this should have been phrased differently?
He would only change the one word, unknown.
Uh-huh. Take it easy, Lydia. Okay, counselor.
Okay? You mean that if my client should require a slight fee for his talent?
I mean get out of here.
Oh, you're making a mistake, Mr. Leonard.
You're making a mistake if you don't get out. You haven't any client. You're just a cheap, low shyster.
Lower than a murderess, Mr. Leonard?
Supposing I told you there's a half a dozen witnesses who'd swear your client was wrong, lying.
Money buys many things, Mr. Leonard. In Mrs. Markham's interest, I would say it might be less expensive to buy one closed mouth rather than 6 perjured ones.
I'll decide what's best for Mrs. Markham's interest.
Very well. My client won't like this, however.
Good day, counselor.
Perhaps the last good day for Mrs. Markham. Oh, relax, Leonard. I'm going. You walk out of the apartment, Grant. You're not sure, are you? Not sure how stubborn Ralph Leonard intends to be. And then, as you're waiting for the elevator to take you down...
Mr. Forbes.
Oh, Mrs. Markham.
I slipped out the service door. I haven't much time. Only please tell your client that... Well, to wait a few days.
To wait a few days?
I'll arrange something. I mean about the fee.
Oh, yes. You have my card, Mrs. Markham. I'll hear from you soon.
Very soon. I promise.
Mrs. Markham.
Yes?
If this is a stall, something to get me off guard while your dear friend Ralph figures out how to get me out of the way...
Oh, no, I give you my word. He doesn't even know I'm out here. Now, please, Mr. Forbes, trust me.
Oh, I'm the trusting sort, Mrs. Markham. Very much so. All right. I'll give you what you ask. A few days.
Thank you very much.
Good day, Mrs. Markham. I'll be looking forward to making any reasonable settlement for my client. Riding down in the elevator, you feel better about it, don't you, Grant? Ralph Leonard is a little on the rough side and rather impulsive. You find out exactly how impulsive early that evening as you park your car and start down the street toward your apartment. The shots scatter into the building wall beside you. You fall quickly to the ground. As you look up, a car with Ralph...
Write out the full amount of Frankie Hardison's little donation. You didn't know it, but I was a partner of Frankie's team. I don't like the way he's running our business, so I'm changing things a little. First, the check.
You can't ask me to...
I'm not asking you, I'm telling you. I'll tell you something else. You better forget your boyfriend. John Bradley. He's out, crossed off your book. You mustn't see him anymore.
He's done nothing.
Not yet, but he's a lawyer. I don't like lawyers. I like to hang around. Well, thanks, girl.
Thanks, dear.
Yeah, he's been for 20 years, I know. So you're a lady in waiting. Anyway, that's how it is. The only way that's safe for me.
I tell you, Monsieur...
Stark. Joey Stark. Like I said, I'm telling you, no more lawyer. No more doing things any way but mine.
I'll go to the police.
You'll go no place. If you do, and I can't get back to you, then your friend John Bradley will have to be taken care of. You can have it. Yeah, here, Jeannie. My pen. You can write that check out now to your favorite charity, Joey Stark.
For 9 consecutive years now, Signal Oil Company has been sponsoring The Whistler. That's a long time for a radio program, yet short compared with the 21 years Signal has served the West. However, just as The Whistler has grown to be the most popular West Coast program in radio history, Signal has grown too, grown from a small start in Southern California into an organization now serving 7 Pacific Coast states from Canada to Mexico. Now, obviously, there must be good reasons why so many motorists have switched to Signal gasoline. And there are. There's the good mileage, which has made Signal famous as the go-farther gasoline. There's the way Signal delivers that good mileage by helping your engine run so efficiently you save gasoline. Save with quick starting, save with smooth pickup, free of balking and hesitation. Save with full power that gets you into high gear fast, helps you stay there, with a minimum of shifting on hills or in traffic. But for the full story behind the growing switch to Signal, there's just one way to find out, an easy way, a quick way. Try, just try, one tankful of the famous Go Farther gasoline. How about it?
Vanished in an instant, didn't it, Gene? The hope for a bright, clean future. It disappeared when your past association with Frank Hardison came calling again. This time in the person of Joey Stark. Joey, who says he was Frank Hardison's partner, won't believe that you didn't know what was going on. Had no knowledge of the sort of deals that sent Frank to prison for 20 years. More than that, Joey Stark made you give him a check for all the money Frank Hardison sent you. And he insists that you stop seeing John Bradley. Joey's afraid of lawyers. Afraid of anything that might put him where Frank is. So desperate.
A few minutes before 9, you step into a phone booth in a drugstore across the street from Ralph Leonard's apartment.
Yes, counselor. I was wondering when you'd call.
Still interested in talking business, Mr. Leonard?
Of course I am.
Good. Suppose we meet on the southeast corner of 17th and Shannon, warehouse district. Know where it is?
I'll find it, counselor.
There's a building entrance about 15 feet south. Wait for me in there.
I'll leave right away.
Hello?
This is Grant Forbes, Mrs. Markham.
Oh. I have the money. $3,000.
I'm afraid that's not enough.
I
know. That was this afternoon. Now I need $10,000.
$10,000?
That's right.
Well, where can I get that kind of money at this time of night? Be reasonable.
You look, you've got jewelry.
Well, yes, but...
That'll do till tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
When your bank opens, you can get me the rest of the $10,000.
You might as well get used to this. Yours was a very expensive murder, baby.
Yes. Yes, well...
Talk to you. Insisted on going right in.
I can't remember. Well, thanks, Jimmy. I'll go see.
Hello, Jane.
John, you shouldn't have come here.
I'm staying right here until you talk to me. Until you tell me what's wrong. Close the door.
But... It's nothing, John.
Why have you refused to see me? Why aren't you in when I call?
John, I...
You even have the doorman at your apartment making excuses when I know he's lying. Gene, if it's something I've done...
No. No, you haven't done anything.
Then who has? What's it all about?
John, if I tell you, if I give you the real reason, will you go away? Promise me.
Tell me, Jane.
Oh,
hey. I'm the guy that said get in trouble, remember? Your favorite lawyer? Come on.
With a miniature, I know. $5,000 was all you promised, but the price has just gone up.
But you made a deal.
Since then, I've decided to retire. And a guy who retires has got to have capital and an income. You're it, pal. Or else.
Or else what?
Jim Kendricks might like to know who wanted to have him knocked off and why. Well, what do you say?
All right, thank you. I'll pick you up here as soon as it gets dark.
After you leave Frankie, you return to your office, sit for nearly an hour thinking things out, and finally you reach a decision. By the time you arrive at your apartment, you know exactly what you're going to do.
Jane!
I'm in the bedroom, Russ. Oh, Mary, aren't you, darling?
Yeah.
Signal lubrication stops squeaks is the promise on that sign you've been seeing outside signal service stations. But stopping squeaks is just one of the ways that scientific signal lubrication helps your car. In addition, you enjoy a more comfortable rocking chair ride and lower maintenance costs, all because of the extra step, extra care that goes into a signal lube job. You see, when a signal dealer lubricates your car, he doesn't take chances on memory to locate the many lubrication points. Instead, he follows Signal's lubrication guide, in which the manufacturer of your car clearly shows every lubrication point and clearly specifies which of Signal's scientifically engineered oils and greases each point needs for longest trouble-free service. Finally, before delivering your car to you, Mr. Signal Dealer checks each point again, just to make double sure not a single part is ever overlooked. That's why we say, if you want your car protected by lubrication you can really have confidence in, get your next lube job where you see that sign.
Signal lubrication, stop squeak! Stop squeak! Stop squeak!
Lieutenant Driscoll from Homicide stood quietly in front of the entrance to a building some 15 feet south of 17th and Shannon, making notes in a small black book. And from time to time, he glanced down at the bullet-riddled body of Ralph Leonard. A short distance down the block, a police car was parked near a large truck and trailer. The squad car sergeant finished his questioning of the truck driver and came slowly to the spot where Lieutenant Driscoll was standing.
You get a statement from the truck driver, Sergeant?
Yeah, Lieutenant. According to him, he was barreling down the street at a pretty good clip when suddenly a woman driving a green sedan whipped around the corner and started pumping shots at this man, Leonard, standing in his entryway here.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
One of the bullets went wild, hit the front truck tire, and there was a blowout.
The truck went out of control, crashed into the front of that barn.
Mm-hmm. Truck hit a guy as he was coming out, just missed the bartender.
Another guy hurt bad?
He died just a few minutes ago. Name's Forbes, Grant Forbes.
Grant Forbes? The attorney?
That's what his card says. You know him, Lieutenant?
Yeah. Yeah, I know him. Did Grant say anything before he died?
Plenty. Told me who was driving that green car and who fired those shots. A Mrs. Lydia Markham.
Element X.
Element X? That's what Forbes said before he died. That's what he called the truck. Element X.
Hmm.
What do you suppose he meant by that?
Well, it was sort of a theory, Sergeant, between us. Now it's a dead secret.
Let that whistle be your signal for the Signal Oil program.
Blackmail, Sutter?
No. I tell you, I...
Ah.
Oh.
Ah. Expecting somebody?
No. Whoever it is, I'll send them away.
I wouldn't do that, Miss Collins. We'll both see who it is. I'm quite insistent. Well, go ahead, open the door.
John, I can't see you now. You can drive me to the office some other time.
Johnny Brett, Lieutenant Williams. You lost a little time in calling a lawyer, Miss Collins. A good one, too. Real comer, this boy. Come on in.
Gene, how long's he been here? What have you told him?
I work fast, Bradley. You know that. He's told me all I want to know. Namely, that this is her check.
Check?
Well, what about it?
John, they found it on Joey Stark's body.
Say, you folks talk real familiar about Joey Stark. You know him too, Bradley?
Maybe. Why shouldn't he have Miss Collins' check? She gave it to him as a favor for somebody.
Really? Who?
What difference does it make?
None.
The police seek sanctuary in the home of an old sweetheart and her respectable husband and walks into an even more dangerous situation. This is Marvin Miller speaking for the Signal Oil Company. Stay tuned now for Our Miss Brooks, starring Eve Arden, which follows immediately over most of these stations. This is the CBS Radio Network.